The average American travels about 275 miles to be with friends and family this time of year. 275 miles. That's a lot of time on the road or in the air. Podcasts can be a good way to pass the time, but is that where family time goes to die? Do you just disappear into your head through your earbuds? Or is there something everyone can enjoy together? Let's get some recommendations from Lauren Ober, the host of The Big Listen, a broadcast about podcasts from WAMU and NPR. Lauren Ober, welcome back to 1A.
Hey, thanks, Joshua.
We also welcome your suggestions for what's on your holiday playlist. What have you found that you can listen to with friends and family while you're traveling over the holidays? What's on your list of things to listen to before you have to get back to work in the new year? Email us, 1A@WAMU.org, comment on our Facebook page, or tweet us at 1A. So, Lauren, the average person, as we understand it, will be on the road for about 4 hours this holiday season, so we're looking for a few good things to binge listen. One that you suggested to us was Seeing White from Scene on Radio. Tell us about Seeing White.
So Seeing White is a 14-part series, please don't let that scare you away, on race in America, particularly whiteness. So it is the host, John B. Wynn, is interrogating whiteness.
In terms of what it means culturally, politically, socially?
Yeah. Basically, we all hear the term race is a social construct. He actually digs into that, figures out when the idea of race first came about and sort of how it's been used to exploit and manipulate people from that time.
Let's listen to a clip from the podcast Seeing White. One of the big revelations in the series comes during an episode that features the words of John Woolman. He was a Quaker abolitionist, as researched by historian Ibram Kendi. Here is the host, John B. Wynn, explaining in this clip from Seeing White.
Eventually, Woolman even found his way to what Kendi argues is a central lesson of race history, that racist ideas and beliefs result from oppression, not the other way around. I'm going to say that again. Racist ideas do not lead to oppression. They result from it. John Woolman put it this way in the 1760s, quote, "Place on men the ignominious title slave, dressing them in uncomely garments, keeping them to servile labor, tends gradually to fix a notion in the mind that they are a sort of people below us in nature." He went on to say that for white people, where false ideas are twisted into our minds, it is with difficulty we get fair disentangled.
That's John B. Wynn, the host of the podcast Seeing White. Lauren, I love that insight. It kind of reminds me of that quote from Carter G. Woodson, "If you can control what a man will think, you need not concern yourself with what he will do." But race is one of those topics that can be a little scary to talk about with your family. Who is this podcast for?
I think it's for everybody who is interested in moving the ball up the field in terms of our discussion about race and ethnicity in this country. I would say that if you had teenagers, this would not be a terrible thing to listen to in the car. It is 7 hours worth of material total, but I think that it provides a much richer understanding of America and whiteness in America than you would ever get in a classroom.
There's another podcast you recommended if people's interests are piqued on matters of race, one called 74 Seconds from our friends at Minnesota Public Radio. Talk about 74 Seconds.
So 74 Seconds is a podcast that tracks the trial of Geronimo Yanez, the police officer who was accused of shooting Philando Castile. And this is a very clever way of covering not just a major news event, but also a trial. So we get a deeper insight into just what happened on that particular day. And obviously 74 seconds is the amount of time that elapsed between when the officer stopped Mr. Castile and when he was shot.
This is the case for those of you for whom the name is a little familiar. The woman who was in the vehicle with him live streamed the police shooting online, narrated basically the scene that was kind of unfolding around her. So we've got Seeing White, we've got 74 seconds, amazing they sound, but pretty heavy. You've
yes.
got a few others that are a little bit lighter,
yes.
including one called By the Book. Talk about By the Book.
So we all know, if we've ever been to a bookstore, there is a very large self-help section. And it's hard to know, if you need self-help, which of those books you should read. And so these women, Kristen Meinzer, Angelenta Greenberg, have done the work for you by reading all of these books and then living by the book, by the particular book, for 2 weeks at a time, and then tracking the results of the self-help.
So they give a try to self-help to see if it actually helps themselves.
Right, except that except that one is a woman who has her stuff together, and the other one is a woman who perhaps needs a little bit of help.
Let's listen to a clip from the podcast. Here is the co-host Kristen Meinzer talking to her husband about getting organized. Here's a clip from By the Book.
Okay, honey, it's time for us to visualize the life that we want to have after the tidying.
Don't I just want the same life with less stuff on the floor?
No, that's not allowed. You have to have a bigger, grand vision. Something that motivates the tidying in a bigger way.
Okay.
I've been thinking about it, and I think the life I would like is one where all of our stuff is more integrated into a shared marital household. Because I moved into your house.
Yeah, that's right. That's then, right. So you fit your stuff sort of around my stuff. And yeah, no, I can see that. No,
okay, so we have to take it to the next step now. Say, why? Why do you want that future?
Yeah, honey, why do you want that future?
But why? So that we can be more happily married.
But why?
So that we can be more happy. And that is the answer. She says when you get to the point where the answer is to be happy, then you are ready.
That's Kristen Meinzer trying to convince her husband to be a little bit neater in the podcast By the Book. I'm not sure how I feel about this one. It almost sounds like she's just this side of nagging him to be neater. I want to be sympathetic, but I'm really not sure if I can be.
The thing is, Kristen does not enjoy any of this, but she is following the rules that they have laid out in the podcast. And at the end, one of the episodes, they both talk to their respective husbands about how terrible the experiences were for them as sort of unwilling participants in all of this self-help.
We are speaking to Lauren Ober, the host of The Big Listen from WAMU and NPR, to get some suggestions for podcasts you might want to take with you when you travel for the holidays. We welcome your suggestions as well. Comment on our Facebook page, tweet us at 1A, or email 1A@WAMU.org. Jason writes on our Facebook page that he's into hardcore history with Dan Carlin. It does deep dives into world history. It's a great multiple-hour series, perfect for long drives. I believe some of the episodes of Hardcore History can be hours in themselves.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours long, you know, on the Etruscan War.
Right.
You know, like just light listening.
Like you do. And by hours, it's like these are not just deep dives. These are like bottom of the ocean where right. Only bioluminescent things live.
Excavation, right. Yeah.
That's a better term, excavations. But a very popular which I think, Lauren, on a sidebar, kind of belies the idea that the only way to get people to listen is to make something short. There are lots of podcasts out there that are hours long that have gigantic audiences.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's you find the niche and you mine the niche for the audience and people eat it up. Yeah, Hardcore History is one of the most popular shows out there at 4 hours long.
Cameron emailed, "We found the best thing for us that crosses generations are Harry Potter audiobooks. We've read them before, so it's an easy thing to have going while conversation can go in and out." This sounds a little different than what you're getting at. I mean, granted, there are people who listen to audiobooks of new books. My mom's a big audiobook fan. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like what Cameron's talking about is more background material than
right.
foreground material.
Right. Although, you know, once that family listens to all the Harry Potter audiobooks, then they can dive into all of the Harry Potter podcasts that are
yes.
out there. There are many companion podcasts for many of your favorite, you know, TV shows and books and movies.
Let's get to a few other things that are on your list. Radiolab has a terrific podcast series called More Perfect, which is about the Supreme Court's biggest cases. What do we take away from More Perfect?
I think what we take away is that the Supreme Court is not at all boring. It is not, it doesn't feel like sitting in a legal lecture hall. This is an explanation of how our laws came to be and how the sort of very fabric of our country has been woven. I mean, they talk about freedom of speech, affirmative action, gender equality, and all of the major cases that that brought those to light. And obviously, the Supreme Court is very much in play, as we know from the recent election down in Alabama.
Julia writes on Facebook, "We listen to Wow in the World and Eleanor Amplified, which my kids enjoy, and they're subjected to NPR podcasts like 1A that I happen to be listening to that they groan at and say, politics is boring. They're 8 and 10. I'm not sure how I feel about you referring to listening to 1A with your children as subjecting them. That sounds like something you would read in a court brief. We subjected our children to public radio, but whatever. But you do mention there are a lot of, forget the umbrage, I take it that, you mentioned there are a lot more podcasts these days that are geared directly toward children. Let's listen to a clip of one called Story Pirates. This is part of a tale that was written by Liam Gimble, who's a second grader in Ellicott City, Maryland. Here's a clip from Story Pirates.
And since it was Whoopee Cushion Town, in Whoopee Cushion World, which is out of this galaxy, they always did Whoopee Cushion things. So they decided to call it National Whoopee Cushion Day. So every year, they got lots of whoopee cushions, and then they cut them up, and then they made a giant whoopee cushion, and then everyone was standing around it, then they jumped on it, and made a giant farting sound. The end.
Lee, I couldn't love this story more.
It's like this author reached into your brain and pulled out your regular thoughts.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking about all day long, and I didn't know it until I read this story.
That's a clip from Story Pirates by Gimlet Media. It sounds like grown-ups reading stories by children?
That's exactly what it is. It's adult comedians, singers, improv actors acting out kids' stories. And I think if you're a parent, you would like it too.
I'm Joshua Johnson. You're listening to 1A. A lot of podcasts are independent productions, but ESPN has adapted its documentary series 30 for 30 into a podcast. What's that like?
So if you've ever watched the 30 for 30 film series, you know that they're richly reported. They're not game day reports. They're sort of the story behind the sports. And ESPN has taken that franchise and turned it into a podcast. And so they're covering the same types of stories, but in a very rich way that even if you're not a sports fan, you could get into.
Let me get to a few more of your suggestions while we still have Lauren Ober, the host of The Big Listen. Ashley tweeted, "My podcast recommendation is The Adventure Zone. It's an excellent storytelling podcast featuring a genuinely good family. Three sons and their dad play Dungeons and Dragons. You will laugh, you will cry, you will rush in." JR tweeted, "For podcasts, I always recommend Music Respawn with Kate Remington. She interviews video game music composers, and her enthusiasm is infectious." Dylan tweeted about another podcast from our friends in Minnesota at American Public Media. "The Hilarious World of Depression is a podcast that helped me to think about and talk about my own mental health more openly and honestly." Lauren, I get the sense that a podcast like this, or podcasts like Hilarious World of Depression, you know, the holidays often are that place where the uncomfortable, you know what I'm getting at, the uncomfortable conversation comes tumbling out. I can imagine this would be an easier way in, a podcast like this, to say, hey, let's listen to this and then gauge the reaction.
Yeah, it's a little bit of also an antidote to the holiday times, which can be stressful for a lot of people. And so I think this podcast that our listener mentioned is helpful for that. Also, a lot of others are, you know, there's a release valve there. You just put some earbuds in and, you know, all of your Christmas struggles melt away.
Let's get to one more podcast that's specifically Christmas related called Christmas is Coming, this Advent calendar audio journey that comes to you from WXMAS Radio in the North Pole. Here's a clip of the children's podcast Christmas is Coming. It's an exchange between a character called the Letter Chief and an elf named Manny, who is falling behind in processing letters to Santa.
Here, Chief.
Manny, why isn't your letter scanner processing any letters?
Oh, I thought I ran some through today. I mean, I don't know the exact number.
Letter check.
You have processed 0 letters.
Manny, you've been reading them again, haven't you?
Maybe a couple.
I'm gonna get stolen.
Enough! Manny?
I can't help it, Chief. Each letter tells a story. Each one has a real live kid behind it. A kid who put a stamp on an envelope, who sat down with a pen and paper to write to Santa, believing that he... that we would help.
Manny, as I have told you over and over again, we're in the Christmas business. Times have changed. We're competing with online purchases and overnight deliveries. What happens if we slow down, people?
No gifts!
That's a clip from the Christmas podcast, Christmas is Coming. Lauren, that is kind of adorable. And at the same time, when I heard her boss going, why ain't you scared of processing letters? I almost fell out of my chair. I love that for multiple reasons.
It's delightful. It's a podcast from the network Pinna, which is specifically for kids. It's a service that you'd pay for. Parents could buy it for $7.99 a month, I think. And it's podcasts that are geared towards 4 to 12 year olds. So you know, if you have that app, then you can just sort of cycle through, and you know that everything in there is kid friendly.
So there's kind of like a growing ecosystem for paid podcasts, not just free ones?
I think they're starting out. Most of the podcasts, and actually Christmas is Coming, I should note, you can get that for free on any of your podcast apps. But I think we'll probably see that there's a lot of pay podcasts out there.
Lauren Obert is the host of The Big Listen, a program from WAMU and NPR. Lauren, happy holidays and thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thanks. You too, Joshua.
Personally, I think 1A should be on your family playlist, if you don't mind subjecting your children to it. You can find it on whatever app you like, including the NPR One app. We'd be honored if you'd write us a review. You'll find all the links to listen online at npr.org/1A. And keep the suggestions coming for what is on your podcast listening playlist for the holidays. Comment on our Facebook page or tweet us at 1A. This program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. Until we meet again, I'm Joshua Johnson. Thank you so much for listening. This is 1A.